Hello and welcome to another Texans Wire podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Wood, and with me today is Emeka Egbule of the University of Houston. Emeka, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. So how are you feeling approaching what will surely be one of the biggest days of your life?
I'm really anxious. I won't say nervous or anything like that. I'm just anxious and excited to, you know, start something new.
Absolutely. This must have been sort of such a whirlwind few weeks for you, speaking to so many teams, different people. What's been the biggest thing that you've learned so far in this process?
To, you know, be yourself. Don't be anybody you're not, because coaches, I know they look for real guys and just, real guys. Just be yourself and be patient and just take it all in.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the draft itself, do you know where you're going to be for the draft? And who do you think will be the first person you tell once your name has been called?
I'm going mid-round, and I don't know where I'm likely to go. Talk to a lot of teams, and I'm really just anxious to know because I have no idea like where I'll go.
How do you think your family and friends are going to react once your name has been called?
I don't know. I don't even know how I'm going to react, honestly. I guess we'll see. I know they'll be happy for me, and they'll probably scream a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
So winding back the clock ever so slightly, what's your favorite memory from your time playing at the U of H?
I would say probably my freshman year. When I got there, that's the year we won the Peach Bowl. Just being around a lot of those guys out there that are in the league now and guys that I was with my senior year, just all through the years, but my freshman year was probably the most memorable year. Winning that Super Bowl, I mean, not Super Bowl, I'm getting ahead of myself. winning that Peach Bowl and, just winning a lot of games. That was the most winning games I had through my time at University of Houston, and it was just great, just that year, just knowing that the guys I'm with, we're going to win. That was probably the most memorable Peach Bowl.
Absolutely, and we understand that you have visited with the Houston Texans. Can you remember who you got to meet on the day, and how did you find the visit?
All right, so I met with the GM, the special teams coach, linebacker coach, and a lot of other coaches that were there. And my agent actually told me about it, and it was a great experience to be home, and it was right down the street, so I got to go work out there and talk with the coaches and everything, and it was a great experience.
And what did you think of the facilities whilst you were there?
Oh, the facility, I didn't even know that all the rooms and stuff they had in there, until just looking at the stadium from outside, you wouldn't think that they had so much stuff in there, but it was great just being in there and seeing all the different things. It was a nice facility, you know. Weight room was nice, and meeting rooms, everything. It was a nice facility.
Absolutely.
And the stadium was nice, too.
And have the Texans, or any other team for that matter, have they asked you any particularly strange questions? Because obviously that's something that a lot of people, scouts, like to do to throw off prospects.
Right. No, I didn't get asked anything like that. Nothing off the walls.
That must be a relief for you, I'm sure. So did you, on this visit or any other visits, have you gotten to meet any players that you particularly look up to?
Well, just the guys that's done it from college to making it to the NFL. I mean, I got to meet Travis Kelce on my Kansas City visit, and obviously I know who he is and watch him play, and he's played in the conference I'm in. He went through Cincinnati, and he made it, and I'm about to make it. So, and a lot of guys that were, when I was a freshman, they're in the league now, like Tyus Bowser and Melinda Roberts. I didn't get to see them on visits, but obviously I already know them. But, yeah, just seeing, I think Travis Kelce was the only guy that I saw.
Absolutely. And during your visits, what's a slightly different question here, but what's been your favorite restaurant that you've gotten to visit on one of your visits?
I would say Q39 over in Kansas City. It's a barbecue place. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did it live up to Texan standards? That's the question.
Oh yeah, actually it did. Yep, it was great.
So what would it mean for you as a Texas native? What would it mean for you to be picked up by the Houston Texans if that were to happen?
That would be, it would really just be amazing. It would be cool because I've been in Houston pretty much my whole life. I went to school, high school in Houston, and played college at Houston. Man, if I were to get drafted by the Texans, then that would just be, it would be great to stay home, but you never know on draft day. And I'd be grateful to go anywhere.
And what about the prospect of playing alongside players like J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney? I mean, how does that sound to you? Or what would you be most keen to learn from players like them?
You could learn a lot from everybody and learning from them. I could learn some pass rush skill and just what to do on and off the field and how to watch film, how to get ready for different opponents. I could take a lot from them just wherever I go.
Absolutely.
Take bits and pieces.
So who do you model your game after? Do you have a particular player or two that you really admire?
I like to watch Luke Kuechly. He's just, he understands the game so well. He can read offenses and know what to do before the plays and, starts. And Von Miller, he's a beast off the edge. And I like the pass rush. And I would like to think that I'm almost as good as him. Maybe one day I'll be better. But his get off and everything's great. And those guys.
Absolutely. And who knows, at this rate, you may end up being one of their teammates. So fingers crossed. The NFL Combine site has you graded as, quote, an NFL backup with special teams potential. How much does that really, that must get to you? How much does that get to you? And if anything, does it help drive you to work even harder, to push harder?
Well, really doesn't get at me. I mean, special teams, I've always played it, and but I'm always going to work hard, have a chip on my shoulder no matter what, even if they said something different about me. Even if they said I was a starter, I'm still going to work the hard as I can. And what people say really doesn't affect me because I'm my own competition. I just drive myself.
Absolutely. And do you think playing with a chip on your shoulder is important?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And as a competitor, I mean, I like to compete. And I don't settle for anything. So, yeah.
So if you were to end up with the Houston Texans, you would have Romeo Crennel as your defensive coordinator, a real legend of the game. What are your thoughts on him and how well you'd fit in his system? And then also Brad Seeley's system on special teams.
Yeah, meeting with him, I feel like I would fit in great. And talking to him really felt good. And we talked about some defenses and stuff like that, where I would play, where he sees me at. And I think it would be a great fit for me. And special teams, obviously I could do that. That's not a problem at all. That's how I even started playing as a true freshman with special teams, so that ain't nothing to me. I have to do that. That's what comes with the game.
Absolutely. So one thing that trips up a lot of players when they enter the NFL is how much of a drive they have, how much they really desire success, and how much they love the game itself. Tell us what the game means to you, and just how important is winning to you.
Winning, it's all about winning. I mean, you learn from losses, but winning is the best. And winning is everything, really.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And if you do end up with a team outside of Texas, what do you think you'll miss most from your home state?
Excuse me, what did you say?
If you do end up with a team outside of Texas, what do you think you'll miss most from your home state?
Okay, probably just family. Won't miss the humidity or anything like that.
No, I certainly can't. Certainly can't blame you for missing the humidity, yeah. But no, family definitely. But I'm sure they'll follow you wherever you go.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And finally, try and ignore the recording equipment for just a second here. If you had to take a guess, where do you think you might end up? Have you got any ideas?
I would guess the Texans.
Good guess. I'm sure everyone's going to love hearing that. Emeka, thank you very much for joining us. It's been wonderful to speak to you. Best of luck this coming week. We wish you all luck and congratulations in advance, because I'm sure you're going to get drafted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. And of course, follow the Texans Wire podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Wood. If you want any more Texans news, of course, go to the Texans Wire at USA Today or follow the Texans Wire on Twitter or myself at ARWoodNFL.